a video showing a female college student kicking a noisy kid in a restaurant has gone viral. The attitude of most internet users has shocked us, as it seems the majority of comments appear to support the violent behavior, saying the naughty kid deserves a spanking. Ooh, this is very surprising for us. Let's talk about this video first. What is this about?
Yeah, so according to a report on news website thepaper.cn, Miss Song took her 4-year-old daughter with another mother and her daughter, a daughter date, if you will, to eat in a restaurant in Dalian, East China's Liaoning province, on May 12th. The two kids played, like kids do in the restaurant, maybe caused a little bit of noise and influenced others' meals. Well, this bugged one person in particular, a student surnamed Fan, who stood up, walked to the corner where Song's kid hid, and kicked the kid, supposedly, okay? We can see from the surveillance video footage, the young man who was dining with Fan was like, "Baby, no, baby," but then just gave up really quick, was like, "Well, whatever." Apparently, they were fighting at the time, too, which may have led to Fan's immediate anger. Song, I guess, was also, as a mother should be, not happy about what just happened, and fought against Fan violently, grabbing things from a table and throwing it at Fan, even beating some of the restaurant employees that tried to separate them. Later, Song claimed that Fan did kick her daughter and the chair, although it's hard to tell from the video surveillance whether or not the daughter was kicked, but definitely a chair was kicked. God. And so what's really surprising about this, I guess, is that a lot of the comments from netizens have been kind of along these lines. If parents cannot educate the child well, then there is someone in society who will help you educate the child, basically supporting Fan. Others would be like, "Well done." So looking at this, you know, like, this is silly, first of all. I think both of them are in the wrong, but especially Fan, because, first of all, the daughter's not the problem. The mom's the problem. The daughter's just a little girl, you know? She doesn't know any better. She learns that from her mother. So to take out your anger, your frustrations, whatever you're dealing with on a kid, that's wrong. I would never even listen to netizens' comments. Sometimes netizens are the dumbest people on the planet. They're like, "Get 'em, yeah! Yeah, get 'em!" You know, because maybe they just look at it in a very blank way. They're just like anger. Maybe a kid was loud one time while they were trying to eat, and they wanted to do something. They didn't. And so they see this story, and they're like, "Oh, someone had the guts to do something." But they did it to the wrong person, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And Caroline, do you think that this is the primary reason why we see so many people supporting the violent reaction of this female college student?
Well, first of all, I think that it's not the mother's problem. I just wanted to say that. I think, you know, it's mother's instinct to protect their child, right? And so for the netizens' response, I think that it's not happening to them, so that it's like they would love to see people are reacting like dramatically. That's what they like to see. So that's basically what I think. What's your question again? Sorry.
Oh, my question is certainly that for the reasons behind this surprising response from the public, and I think there's a lot of reasons that contribute to this. First of all, this brings back so many memories. As those who listen to the show know that these naughty kids in China even have a special term to group them together called bear kids, Xiong孩子. So they don't behave, they're naughty, and it seems like parents fail to discipline them. And so many of us have seen similar situations in real life, like when you're on a plane and the little kid is running around when it's obviously dangerous, but parents don't always discipline them, don't always say, "No, this is what you can't do." And in this case, it showed in the video footage that the little girl was running around like crazy, going to strangers.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this is what kids do. This, what you've described is what any kid in a kindergarten you go to will be doing, okay? Hold on. Kids have fun. But this is where the parents come into play. So I get the analogy you're saying, but I think everybody knows kids like to go have fun. The person that's responsible to raise the kid, right? That's why we have that verb, raise, is because that's where the parent comes in to teach him social norms.
Yes, and there seems to be a severe lacking as such. When the kid, some stranger's kid, comes to your table and sort of plays with your things and just look at you, and the mom is certainly not doing anything about it. And I think that is the part
Did the kid go to their table?
Yeah.
The kid went to the table. I thought the kid was just hiding in the corner playing with their
friend. Making noises and disturbing
customers. Right. And I think here, people aren't always being that not understanding. We understand that it is the kid's behavior is sort of reflecting what the family education is like and what the parents are doing. Are they being effective parents? And it seems a lot of the times in China, it's not always there. And it seems like there is a very high level of tolerance for kids running around, sometimes screaming. And because of that tolerance, and people in China, we don't say anything about it most often than not, but it doesn't mean that we're not annoyed by it. And I think it's that kind of mentality that has driven people to want to comment online when you're not paying for it, right? And nothing of a consequence will come back at you. And we see quite a interesting and surprising response from the internet users. So with that in mind, I guess we need to do a little bit of analysis here, like who should hold bigger responsibility when it's a violent case like this one.
Yeah, well, I think even a good, well-educated kid, you know, even like that, mothers, I think that the kid should always, even it's like from a well-educated family, right? The kids, it's still, you know, 4 years old. They are supposed to have fun. They're supposed to, you know, do whatever they like. It's not about the education. That's what I think. And also, I think the girl, the college girl who kicked the little four-year-old, she's at wrong in the first place. And she, you know, kind of like kicked the girl I think that it's wrong at her side, and it's, you know, no violence should be, there shouldn't be any spanks or beat up to the kids whatsoever. There's no violence is allowed.
You know, I would say to a certain degree, that's actually the parents' choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we can say, violence is a broad spectrum, but you know, I know like my dads for generations, especially us boys in the Price family, we've tested our fathers. We've pushed the limits. We knew what we were doing. And we got a spanking once in a while. And it wasn't personal, but that was just a serious way of saying, hey, you stepped some serious boundaries. Don't ever do that again. This might hurt, but if I wasn't here to stop you from growing in this direction, it's going to hurt a lot more. And so in certain circumstances, I don't resent my father for that. I don't think he enjoyed it at all. It was a quick thing, but it let me know he was serious. Sometimes when you just yell forcibly at kids and they know there's not going to be any reprimandation happening to them, nobody's going to get reprimanded, they won't take you seriously. You're just a loud thing yelling at them. They're going to go run around and do whatever they want. But sometimes when you stop someone physically and say, hey, stop, these kind of things have a very strong reaction. The mom wasn't doing this. This doesn't happen so often, I think, here in China, in fact. I think we see a lot of these bear kids. But I would say in the U.S., it's quite often that parents will be like, hey, stop it. Stop messing with their table. Get over here. Sit down. This kind of talking, too. So I think it's all relative. I mean, sure, maybe some Chinese families would be like, but that's such a stern way to talk to your child. But if not, you're going to have situations like this. And like what I want to say is, you know, this is a little girl having fun. So try to keep perspective. I mean, we're all older adults, but you know, how would you feel if you were a kid learning about the world and all of a sudden you did something and someone you didn't know just came over and violently attacked you? That's not a way to solve a problem, okay? So Fan messed up. Now the mom, I would guarantee whether you think it's right or wrong, any mom that saw her kid getting kicked, that's a decent mom, would get up and not even ask questions. My mom, she was a tiger mom. When people mess with her cubs, She would
get her claws out.
She wouldn't take a second. You know, it would have just been just like, you know, this lady's song. So I think a lot of the blame falls on Fan. You don't go take out your angers, your annoyances on kids ever.
Right. Yeah. I agree. I think that you blame the mother, not educate the kid. I think there's something that, you know, I'm concerned because I think, as far as I know, I studied in the States for 7 years, and the school teacher told me that, you know, any like physical violence to the kids, this is illegal, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I know. And also in China, I think either the, you know, the college girl that did something to the girl or the mom did something to the girl, trying to educate a girl. I mean, both ways. Either way, this is illegal. Let's take a look at the China's law. You know, it's saying here, China's law on public security administration, Article 43. A person who beats up another person or intentionally hurts the body of another person shall be detained for no less than 5 days, but not more than 10 days. And also be fined no less than like 200 yuan or to, you know, 500 yuan. That's, you know, legally, this is going, the person who like hits the other person is going to be punished.
Yeah, so if we look at the law, then Fawn, this female college girl, student, she is actually liable for a criminal charge if the court decides to pursue that. And it's all caught in footage these days, so you've got hard evidence that you can't lie about, I guess. And what Ryan, you said earlier on, I find very interesting about, well, the fact that you're American and you think that spanking at certain times is allowed.
Exactly. That's right. That's what I was interested as well.
Yeah, because I know me. I did dumb stuff where I needed to know, like, never again can this happen. You know, like I said, I thank my dad because I think that stopped a lot of future problems. You know, this is where you shine as a parent. And first of all, Song, I'm not singing your praises here. I think you're being a very poor mom, actually, by just not caring about your daughter bugging other people. You are in a society. Show some respect to others. Also, raise your daughter so that people don't hate her because she's being obnoxious.
Yeah.
This is social responsibility. And parents should be teaching this stuff. And it just frustrates me. But, Fan, I'm talking to you, girl, okay? If I went and kicked or punched every little annoyance that I had in my life on a day-to-day basis, I'd be getting in too many fights, and it would be ugly. You know, learn to deal with your problems, dude, okay? Because there's always, you know, there's always going to be something that annoys you. There's always going to be something that gets you there. You know, but this is a little girl. Try to understand that it's the little girl's just being what you were many years ago. And how would you feel if someone responded to you in kind? Not very good. And so I think actually maybe what should have happened is I would have said the restaurant. What I would have done if I was Fan is I would have gone to the restaurant. Say if this was in the U.S. I would have walked up to the restaurant and been like, hi, excuse me. You know, this little girl, and I think it belongs to the lady over there, this girl, she's walking around kind of creating a lot of disturbances. She keeps coming to our table. Can you guys talk to him and maybe, like, you know, rein this in a little bit because it's getting a little obnoxious? And it's in this place's best interest to make its customers happy. So you voice a complaint. They say, oh, we want good business. So they walk over to Miss Song and they say, hey, excuse me, miss, can you please tell your daughter to kind of just relax, maybe sit here, you know, we don't want too many disturbances and you're disturbing the other customers here.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the civilized way to do it, but sometimes it's always not always effective, and I think that is the part that people feel frustration. And Ryan, I think you're very correct in pointing out that the mom, mm-hmm. I think, first of all, she's setting a very bad example for her child. Although I understand it is the mother's instinct that you protect your cub, you protect your child, but she's violently responding to that situation too, and she also beat up the waiter, poor guy who got involved.
Dude, I mean, at the same time, when I wouldn't say that I would see anything but red if I thought someone hit my kid. I would go postal too. That's my kid. I think a lot of good parents would be up in arms. Don't tell me to get away from this lady. She just kicked my kid. How can you stop me? Don't get in my way. She wanted to give this girl just as much back as this girl did to a four-year-old.
Yes.
That's wrong, okay? So I'm sure she's just seeing red. But what Miss Song did do wrong is that she's letting her kid just be obnoxious. Regardless, you know, there's always going to be these parents everywhere in the world. There's always going to be someone on the cell phone, even though they shouldn't, in the subway, being, hey, hi, yeah, just really loud while you're going to your place of work in the morning. You really don't want to hear their conversation. You're like, dude, nobody wants to hear what you have to say to whoever you're talking to. Can you please just, like, be a little more quiet? This everything's relative. You just got to find a way to deal with other people in life, okay? But violence is not that answer. Sure, there's civilized, more complex ways, and it's easier to just get frustrated and get angry. But in the end, I think often you'll find getting angry, giving in to anger, often leads to regret.
Yes, when you surrender your reins to containing your anger, that becomes the beginning of a very bad story. And that part seems to be kind of repetitive. And that's one lesson we all need to learn. And Ryan, also, you mentioned that, back to the spanking.
Sure.
And I have the little child. And I think it's actually really important to teach the lesson when the child is young. I think one of you said, oh, it's just a little child. I don't agree with that at all. Four years old. Yeah. 4 years.
It's 4 years on this planet.
Okay. That is not too early to
How soon do you start speaking?
To start educating your kid.
Dude, at what age do they start speaking and understanding your language? I guarantee her vocabulary is nowhere near what you think her understanding complex stuff is.
I think you should start to educate the kid as early as possible, but not by means of violence.
Definitely.
I think that is wrong.
I think with violence, it's never the good example.
Exactly.
And we reiterate it again that violence is not the solution here. But Ryan,
tag me in.
Could you be so gracious to let me finish my little bit here? Maybe you grew up being spanked a little bit when you were wrong, but I myself grew up always listening to my mom's communication as she tried to do, even when I was 3 years old. But I think that is a more sophisticated and difficult way of teaching your child.
One day you will have a son and then talk to me.
I hope I have a daughter.
But hold on. Let me respond here. So, you know, I would challenge you. You haven't had a kid. I would actually challenge a lot of
people. But I've been a kid, and I turned out okay.
We've talked about similar subjects in the past where you can't remember anything before 7 years old. So you haven't been a four-year-old kid because you can't remember the experience, Young, okay? You don't know at what age a kid starts to walk, starts to learn how to speak, starts to be able to understand English, let alone complex social things. This girl is the reason why kids run around and play is because they're learning things. They're testing waters. They're trying new things. And as a parent, even then, you know, I'm not saying, like, keep in mind when my dad had responded with something in the way of a punishment as a spanking, this was when I was like, you know, 8 or 9, you know, and he had told me once, verbally said, don't do it, Ryan. Don't do it, Ryan. And I did it. I was like, whatever, Dad, what you gonna do? And then Dad's like, oh, you're gonna see. I was like, no! And then I was like, never do it again.
Okay, there's one way of threatening your kid.
It's not a threat.
But your kid understands that, oh, something bad will happen. You don't need to tell your kids the complex social etiquettes or the exact reason why. But you can say it in a simple way, saying that, oh, we don't want to cause disturbance to the nice lady over there. Or, you know, do you want that nice lady to be in your face when you're eating?
And she's 4 years old. She's going to look at you like, what?
And
disturbance, what's that word?
Okay,
uh-huh.
I haven't explained it really well, but there's very easy ways to tell the kid not to do it.
Exactly.
And I did a little experiment, well, not experiment, actually more like an interview with my mom. And that's what she did when I was a little girl.
I totally agree. Yeah. So I think, you know, for my example, my dad never ever hits me once in my lifetime. You know, I think that you should teach a kid, you should educate a kid artfully, strategically. There are ways to teach a kid to be, you know, be good. Right?
You can
show a kid like cartoons and, you know, show some like the little kid has some friends. There are role models everywhere, right? There are things that you can talk to the kids and teach them.
Sometimes talking is more
difficult.
Hold
on. Let me get in here. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I get it. But at the same time, you guys have only been kids, okay? And in the grand scheme of things, maybe this is how it worked for you. But at the same time, punching someone in the face is meant to hurt them. That's a hit. Mm-hmm. But spanking someone on the bottom, that's not necessarily meant to, like, actually do more than just a little bit of a sting, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people get in fights, they're not spanking each other on the butt as hard as they can till the other guy passes out. It's not necessarily a killing blow.
Yeah, so we're talking about corporal punishment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, I think in some circumstances, a physicality is a way people sometimes understand. Maybe you guys understand differently than someone else that needs that physical interaction to be able to be like, oh, wow, I really messed up.
Yes, and that is one thing that I think parents need to learn. And I'm not afraid to say this. I know parents are going to get mad, but Chinese parents sometimes have not found the effective way of educating your child. And when you miss that window of opportunity as the kid grows up, well, what kind of human being have you created? You're listening to Roundtable.